My name's Ben Gotchel. I am the executive director, acting executive director of Organization for Competitive Markets. We are based in Lincoln, Nebraska, and we are a membership-based research and advocacy organization, and we work on issues surrounding monopoly power, corporate consolidation, and anti-competitive practices in the food and agriculture economy.
This week, the Department of Justice filed a statement of interest in one of their cases against the Dairy Farmers of America. Can you talk a little bit more about what this brief includes and really what stands out to you?
Well, the brief, it's an amicus brief, or other, sometimes they're also referred to as a friend of the court brief. So, you know, a lot of people see the Department of Justice and think that it's some kind of ruling, but it's not a ruling. It's just a brief filed to provide basically supplemental information to the case. It was filed on Monday, and what immediately got our interest was the reasoning that the DOJ has in there about the intent and purpose of antitrust law, particularly the Clayton and Sherman Acts. We have long argued that, you know, when, as it pertains to agriculture antitrust, the purpose of those laws, Clayton, Sherman, Packers and Stockyards Acts, Capra-Volstead, the purpose of those laws are to protect producers, to protect farmers and ranchers, and anyone that could be considered a producer of agriculture crops or products or goods. So in the past 40 years, you know, kind of since the Reagan administration and that era of antitrust enforcement, the interpretation of antitrust, especially ag antitrust, has been more along the lines of what is called the consumer welfare standard of antitrust, which basically looks at one thing, and that's price. So looking at actions taken by companies, and if it's an action that is going to save the company money so that they can lower prices to consumers, well, then it's a good thing, regardless of what happens to the producers. So we've long argued that that's you know, obviously we're an ag producer group. That type of interpretation of antitrust law is not in our members' best interest. And in fact, it hasn't worked. I mean, we've seen in the last 40 years, since these consumer welfare and efficiency standards have been applied, we've just seen more increasing consolidation, more monopoly power, fewer farmers and ranchers on the land, and what we have now, which is unprecedented levels of corporate control of our food supply.
This brief is filed as part of a lawsuit where DFA is alleged to have worked with other cooperatives and kind of sharing information and keeping prices low. How does that play into their potential buying of Dean Foods and having a greater share of the dairy processing world?
We're not sure exactly how or if the Dean Foods DFA merger will have any bearing on this, on the lawsuit. Most of the evidence that we've seen in this case pertain to activity by DFA prior to the merger. But with that said, there might be some implications relating to Dean Foods because they were one of DFA's largest customers for processing. And Dean Foods is not a cooperative, whereas DFA is a cooperative. And so the DOJ outlines in their argument that certain business dealings with non-cooperatives, such as Dean, are what would make DFA ineligible to be shielded by the Capra-Volstead Act and would make them subject to possible enforcement under Section 1 of the Sherman Act. So depending on what happened and the outcomes and the, you know, the way the court would interpret some of those activities, Dean Foods could possibly have an influence in the outcome of this case, but it might not necessarily be related to the merger.
Ben, any other areas that you're watching when it comes to this in the dairy industry?
Well, we're always paying attention to mergers. There's been a lot of big companies go bankrupt in the dairy industry, and always paying attention to the prices that farmers are being paid as compared to retail prices, and then just looking at the competition elements. What options do farmers have if they are selling to, for example, DFA in a region where there's no other competition and no other option for them to sell their milk? So that's not always a good position for dairy farmers to be in. And so we definitely want to make sure that the activities of those companies or cooperatives in those areas are good for farmers, good for prices, and good for competition, because we don't want to lose more farmers from the land.
Any last comments?
Nope. If people wanted to learn more about what we've done, they can check out our website. There's links to most of our reports on that website.